German army is shrinking and aging, report finds. Germany's military is aging and shrinking, Berlin's parliamentary commissioner for the armed forces has warned, as the country debates a bid to massively increase defense spending in the wake of a recent election. In an annual report released on Tuesday, Defense Commissioner Eva Hagel said that despite a recruitment drive sparked by the outbreak of war in Ukraine, personnel numbers in the Bundeswehr were 181,200 in 2024, down from 181,540 in 2023. At the same time, the Bundeswehr keeps growing older, Hagel said. While the average age was 32.4 years at the end of 2019, it grew to 34 years by the end of 2024. We must urgently stop and reverse this trend. According to Hagel, who acts as an advocate for service personnel and exercises parliamentary oversight, the Bundeswehr's equipment, weapons, and infrastructure are also in poor condition. Some of the barracks and properties are still in a disastrous state, the report says. Despite a 100 billion euro special fund pushed through parliament by outgoing Chancellor Olaf Scholz after Russian forces rolled into Ukraine in 2022, the German military still lacks what it needs to fight a modern conflict, according to the report. The force needs to update its infantry fighting vehicles, naval combat ships, and missile defense, as well as add more combat drones, weapon systems, and ammunition, the report states. Hagel summed up the situation during a press conference by saying, "The Bundeswehr still has too little of everything." Although the special fund established had helped to improve recruitment, develop infrastructure, and speed up new weapons procurement, the results were in many cases not yet visible, noticeable, or measurable, and around 82% of the money has now been used up, the report said. In order for the important projects started through the special fund to be completed or continued, an increase in the regular defense budget is essential, the report concluded. The report's revelations may have made Berlin's goal of boosting military personnel to more than 200,000, a target postponed from 2025 to 2031 2 years ago, even more difficult. Increased funding allowed Germany, Europe's largest economy, to reach the NATO defense spending target of 2% of gross domestic product for the first time since the early 1990s last year, but maintaining and increasing that spending will require further legislation. Presumptive Chancellor Friedrich Merz's conservative Christian Democratic Union and the Social Democrats, who are in negotiations to form a coalition after an election last month, are seeking to overhaul the nation's borrowing rules to finance a 500 billion euro increase in state borrowing for defense and infrastructure. They have agreed to exempt defense spending above 1% of GDP from Germany's strict constitutional borrowing limit, known as the debt brake. The debt brake caps the federal government's structural net borrowing at 0.35% of gross domestic product, adjusted for the economic cycle. But they face resistance in parliament, where they require a two-thirds majority for the change to the constitution. On March 10, the Greens, who hold 85 of the Bundestag's 630 seats, vowed to block the plans. "We will not allow ourselves to be blackmailed, nor will we allow Friedrich Merz and Lars Klingbeil to abuse a difficult European security situation," Greens co-leader Franziska Brandner said. "This is something that serves neither the country nor our interests in Europe." Germany's plans come amid a broader European scramble to boost their spending following indications from the United States that it intends to reduce its role in protecting Europe from Russia. At a summit in Brussels on March 6, European Union leaders backed plans to spend more on defense and continue to stand by Ukraine. They supported a European Commission proposal for a new loan plan worth 150 billion euros to be used to buy air defense systems, drones, and strategic enablers, like air transport, as well as to boost cybersecurity. March 11 saw further clarity on these plans, with European Commissioner Ursula von der Leyen saying the money from these loans must be used to purchase European-manufactured arms. She told the EU Parliament, "These loans should finance purchases from European producers, to help boost our own defense industry." Von der Leyen added that the contracts should be multi-annual, to give the industry the predictability they need, and that the priority should be for countries to buy equipment together in groups, because we have seen how powerful this can be. Reuters and the Associated Press contributed to this report.